and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And I'm both really happy, but also kind of frustrated. Because of the delay, there is a bit of a delay between when we record these episodes and when they come out.
Right.
We mentioned last episode about the boys in Thailand. I'm like, okay, we're going to continue to cover this story because it'll probably take a while. And then I'm not even sure if that episode had actually come out when it's like, hey, they're all rescued. I'm like, what?
This is what happens when you pre-record because of
schedules.
Studio schedule, et cetera, et cetera.
So I was like, okay. Like, I heard that they had all been rescued. I was like, wait, you what? Because when I first...
Now, let's just be clear here. Mm-hmm. Stacey's very happy that they were rescued. No. Don't get us wrong.
So I was reading this thing, and we're going to talk about it because I want to give the full story now that we've got the full story. I actually did cry a couple of times because I am a sap and cry at, like, you know, Hallmark commercials and those Olympic commercials that Morgan Freeman voices. I cry a lot.
I do, too. It's okay.
Yes. So, obviously...
Go ahead. I just couldn't believe, I don't know if that's right, but watching them come out, you know, when they were sleeping and they were in the, like wrapped up and with the whole, wow, it just had to have been so intense and a little bit scary because I'm thinking, okay, you're going to put me to sleep and then you're going to float me through water and I'm going to be underwater and I'm, but wow, good job, everyone.
And I mean, at the end, you saw this video, you know, where they're all in the hospital and they're like giving, you know, peace signs to the camera. It's like, okay, I would be terrible in a survival situation because I am most definitely not an optimist. oh my gosh, we're going to die. I'd be terrible. But anyways, very happy this had a happy ending. A little surprised because prior to the actual rescue, it seemed like from all the sources we got that taking the boys through diving was like possibly our last choice of a rescue option.
Right.
We really were like, yeah, we don't want to do that because they didn't know how to swim and it's a long dive and we had already had, you know, an actual professional diver die while doing it. So we were just like, yeah, let's find some other way. But then it turns out, I guess, from the looking up all the info for this, that locals knew that cave would most likely be completely flooded by July 10th.
Oh, no.
That happens pretty much every year because of the monsoon season. And they told the people this. And so it was like, okay, we have to get them out now. That whole 4-month plan is gone. We cannot do that anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but it's interesting now that we have the full backstory, we also get the full story from the boys to find out that, like, A, they actually dug partly to the rock to make that area they were at bigger, and which also terrifies me. How small was that area before you were there? Because it did not look like, because again, 10 days, I think, or so before we found them, I was like, I'd go crazy on that small area, 10 days in the dark. Are you kidding?
And what did they dig with? Their hands?
With rocks.
Oh, with other rocks. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
But then also the coach, and we knew the boys were young, about 11 to 16 years old. The coach is actually, I think, assistant coach, and he's only like 25.
25, yeah. I saw that.
I'm just like, man, if I was that 25-year, don't put me in charge of a bunch of kids in a survival situation. Yeah. Like, oh, man. I apologize, all those kids would be terrible and screwed, and I'd be screwed. But the coach is evidently a former monk, and so he actually taught the boys to meditate, knowing they were in the situation, and, you know, we're running out of air, of like, you know, this both helps us stay calm, but also uses less air if you're just, you know, sitting and meditating. So I'm like, amazingly good plan. And way to keep your head, because I would be completely freaking out in charge of even one child in a dangerous situation.
Wow.
Like, just do not feel prepared at all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but then it continues, because we knew that the divers were partly from the Thai Royal Navy and partly foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually turns out that most of the Thai divers had very little diving experience, which was why we needed the foreigners.
Okay.
And just like, I mean, thank God it's like the 21st century, because if this was 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
like,
it would have been a little more difficult to get people in there to help.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they did rescue the boys. And when I first heard that the rescue had even started, it was like, okay, we've only got four out and we have to stop for the moment. And I'm just like, oh, please don't have it be like we got four out and then situations changed so we can't get the other. Like, if they don't all get out, I'm going to be so upset at just like weather, because you know those four boys who went out first would feel absolutely terrible for like the rest of their lives.
How'd they figure out who was leaving first? Were there injuries? Were there obvious reasons for people who needed to go first? Did they draw straws? What was the...
So I heard that the first four who went were actually the strongest.
Okay.
But since then, I later found out that actually, you know, they were... sources vary on whether it was just they were given, you know, medicine to calm them, or whether they were like actually knocked unconscious so that they wouldn't freak out. Like, we don't even want to take a chance of you just having, you know, anti-anxiety medicine. Like, you're not going to be aware of what's going on.
Right.
It's not clear. Then that wouldn't necessarily matter, I don't think, would it? Congratulations, you're the strongest. We're going to put you to sleep. Like,
right, right.
Yeah. So it's not quite clear. And again, when they first came out with the four, it wasn't even clear, you know. There was rumors that three were not well, but one was okay and one went off separately or something. They've all been rescued, so we all know that. But the way they did this, just interesting MacGyvering. Again, I just like the verb MacGyver.
Really. I know, it's nice.
I want to MacGyver my way through life. I don't actually. I'd like it to just be all settled. But if I have to, because things aren't settled, I want to MacGyver my way through life.
Right. It's like the, you know, it's like life hacks, but MacGyvering sounds cooler.
It does. Yes. So each of the boys was given something. We do know they were given something, although sources are varying of, you know, basically how strong that was. They were also had a full face mask on for the air.
Right.
And they had this... I don't even quite know what to call it. There's a sort of thing with a handle on it. So each child had a cylinder to the front of them and a handle to the back of them so they could be maneuvered.
Oh, sure. Because, okay. Okay. You know,
they're not really doing anything.
Right.
One of the divers said it was similar to like a shopping bag that you were basically maneuvering this child with.
Interesting.
And they each had two divers. So there was one in front, and I think they were actually clipped to that first diver, and then they had like an accompanying diver just to, you know, make sure nothing goes wrong and help maneuver the child through the tight passages and all that. But the part that really, and again, because I'm a sap and I cry at sweet things, is they were talking about the, not even the boys, but the whole rescue situation and how, you know, locals showed up because these were all local boys and they had been in this cave before. And again, this is not a situation I think that the Thai Royal anything has ever really dealt with before. And so the setting up of, okay, where do we put, you know, the people who are making the plans, and where do we put the relatives who, of course, will not leave this cave without their children? Putting all that together. So there were like locals, I think, who helped clean toilets. Because with all those people, the toilets, you know.
Sure, right.
We're not used to that. So it was like, they helped clean toilets. They gave people rides up there because the roads were muddy.
Mm-hmm.
I read that even because the workers, the rescuers' clothes were muddy, there was a local laundromat that washed it for them.
Aww.
Just like anything they could do to help this situation. And I know there was like, I'm just going to go with the assumption, the whole country prayed. Like, you saw numerous videos of like crowds, especially of children, you know, praying for the safety of these boys.
Good job, humans. Thank you.
Right? Like, humans can actually come together and help each other.
Usually when we have stories, we're like, oh, come on, humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why you teared up, because it makes me get a little teary just thinking, yay, humanity. You know, we need to be reminded that there are good people in the world.
Yes. Although, to continue with our regular pattern, we will come to a Oh Come On Humans after this short break, so stay tuned.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So this episode is actually all about soccer, which is interesting because both you and I are like sports.
Yeah, was it on this episode where, or this podcast where we were trying to figure out how the World Cup even, like the bracket.
We're thank goodness we do not do any of the sports podcasts because we would just lose all the listeners. But so anyways, and I don't know if we said this on air, but we were definitely thinking this, and I know a lot of people were thinking this, that this is such an amazing story with the Thailand soccer team in the cave, that of course, this is going to be a movie at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of hoped it would be a good movie and not like a, you know, cheesy Hallmark movie, although I know some people really love Hallmark TV movies.
At Christmas time, I love Hallmark Christmas movies. Love them. I don't, so cheesy.
I don't get it, but yeah, I know some people absolutely do. There are at least two different film companies already looking to make this a film.
Okay. We did talk about it on air because you were trying to figure out if there are enough young Asian actors.
That's right.
And I was trying to be optimistic and saying, yes, I'm sure there are.
Right.
But I didn't do any research.
Well, how dare you? But I do think it was very interesting that because also the World Cup is happening or happened. Again, I still I don't follow sports at all. I think maybe we're near the end if it hasn't already ended. But I feel I would have heard if it had ended and someone had won the World Cup.
Right.
Like, even if I didn't mean to.
Right.
I would have heard.
You didn't know it was 7-Eleven Slurpee Day, so maybe not.
I didn't. I somehow did not know July 11th was 7-Eleven Slurpee. I feel all the people, if anyone I know knows that, I don't want to talk to you for a while because you didn't tell me. How dare you? But so anyways, because the World Cup is currently on, there was an article by Broadly that sparked this huge debate over what was the most important soccer movie of all time.
Oh my gosh.
They said it was She's the Man, which I haven't even
seen. What do they mean by important, though?
Well, okay, so, and I kind of get it from there because I sort of skimmed the article there, but where it taught her, you know, that girls can easily be just as good as boys.
Sure.
Because the whole thing, this is based off of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night,
mm-hmm.
where I think the girls' soccer team gets canceled for lack of funding or something. And she wants to join the boys' soccer team. But of course, you know, she's a girl and they're like, well, girls can't do it. You can't, you know, play as hard as boys or whatever. So she pretends to be her brother mm-hmm. and joins the soccer team. And again, I haven't seen this because I actually thought it looked terribly stupid.
I actually have seen it and I don't know why. I don't remember why I saw it. I'm going to say I saw it with nieces. Even if I didn't, that's what I'm going to say.
I saw it to prepare for my nieces, even if I didn't see it with them.
Yes.
Just something about the nieces.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I haven't seen She's the Man, but people, of course, immediately were like, you're wrong. You're immediately wrong.
They could have said, you know, it doesn't matter what movie they said.
Right.
They would have had detractors.
But I do love, there were two answers that came up quite a lot. First, Bennett Like Beckham, which I'm like, yeah. I immediately get that. And also, if you want to do the whole, you know, girls can play soccer too thing, I think that works pretty well. And that's also dealing with, you know, cultural differences because mm-hmm. she's Indian and Britain and her family is somewhat traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to play soccer. Bennett Like Beckham's actually a very interesting film.
Yes.
But then there was also Green Street Hooligans, which I have never seen and actually had never heard of. But it got a lot of like responses where people were like, you forgot this one.
Hmm.
This film exists, so you're wrong. And I'm just like, what is this?
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know why.
I've never heard of it. And from the name, I would have thought it was like set in the 1800s in Ireland with the, you know, slightly darker version of Newsies. Like, I don't know what it is. From that name, I wouldn't immediately have assumed soccer. So I'm just
it is London, not quite Ireland, but, you know, at least closer than,
right?
Like, here.
Yeah. There were also different answers. Gracie, goal, and escape to victory both came up about the same amount of time. And I'm just like, I don't know what either of those are.
Escape to victory sounds like a very strange Disney movie.
Oh, no. Escape to victory, because someone posted this. This looks amazing. It's got Michael Caine and I can't remember the other actor in Pele, the actual soccer player. And I'm just like, what?
Okay, can we just back up to Green Street Hooligans really quick?
Because yes.
IMDb, the description, a wrongfully expelled Harvard undergrad moves to London, where he is introduced to the violent underworld of football hooliganism.
See, and maybe it's just because...
awesome on so many levels.
Maybe it's just because we call it soccer. We don't have soccer hooliganism, I don't think, so much in America.
Probably not.
And we've talked, I think, on this episode about how I at least like sports, not for the sports, but more so like for the fighting.
Right.
I mean, why do we not
watch
soccer,
right? if there was soccer hooliganism?
Why do we not have soccer hooliganism? America, get on this. But anyways, other examples that came up, Shaolin soccer, also kicking and screaming came up a lot. People evidently really like that film, that Will Ferrell film.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar. Okay.
I was feeling very bad because I played soccer for 7 years as a child and yet had not seen any of these films that they were talking about. And I'm just like, this is not why I stopped playing soccer, but I feel like the failure of a former soccer player for not having seen any. And then someone mentioned The Big Green and I was like, oh, okay, all right, I'm not that bad. I've seen The Big Green. I'm good. Okay.
Wow, I've seen Bend It Like Beckham and She's the Man.
But I also really like, the first thing that came to my mind was Ladybugs, which is almost the reverse. She's the Man is, it is a guy dressing up as a girl to be on a girl's soccer team.
Oh.
I do not even remember what exactly the reason for that was. It's a Rodney Danger
Of course it is.
Rodney Dangerfield film. But that wasn't my first immediate, and I don't know that I would say that's the most important soccer movie of all times, but the first soccer movie I thought of, and I was just like, I'm just going to slink off to the
just
corner
move on
here.
From the, yeah. Now, can we talk about this last one on the list? Mm. Did it get a lot of votes? Were people really fighting for this one?
There were some who felt very, it didn't get a lot, but the people who did felt very strongly about it. So this is Air Bud World Pup.
there's so many of those movies.
I think I definitely saw the first one, and I'm pretty sure I saw the second one, and then I don't know that I've ever seen any of the others, so I have no idea.
I haven't seen any of them. I mean, you know, adorable puppies, that's always nice.
Right?
But I haven't seen any of them.
So I have no idea what number Air Bud World Pup is, because I haven't, yeah, I stopped with all the Air Buds. I was like, please. Please
oh,
stop.
World Cup, World Pup. Sorry, I just had to say that out loud.
Okay. But I thought of it was very interesting during this whole debate of, you know, what's the most important soccer film and is there even such a thing as an important soccer film? Someone was pointing out about, you know, we call it soccer, but pretty much the rest of the world calls it football, which actually makes much more sense as a name.
Yes, because you have to use your feet. Football here, you throw the ball.
You use your hands, right?
I know.
The guy who actually does use his foot is only brought on, like, you know, for 20 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
But so anyways, someone was pointing out, and I have not looked up if this is true, but it's a fascinating story if it is, that the word soccer was actually brought by British people to, I think the person who was saying it was, brought either to the East Coast or to like the Northwest with Oregon or whatever, that soccer was the word they brought for that sport. And then it just stayed here. And then back in Britain, they started calling it football and went with football because everyone else calls it football. And we're American and we like to be different with our, you know, inches and miles and whatever
stuff. Yeah.
So we were like pounds. Oh, good Lord. So we were like, you know what? Soccer. I don't care that the rest of the world is football. It's soccer. And I'm just like, really? So what you're saying here is this thing where everyone else is like, America, you idiots, is actually the British's fault? Yes. I don't even know if that's true, but I kind of want that story to spread because
because Stacey likes to have someone to blame.
No, that's because this is the one thing where it's like, I will fully admit that stupid American stereotypes do have some basis for some of them, but this is the one thing people get really upset about is it's football. Don't call it soccer. It's football.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but that's not our fault. The British people It's not our fault. But speaking of British people at fault for soccer, there was a very interesting story when England won the World, not the World Cup. Again, I don't know sports. When England won
we're in the finals. I looked it up. We're not done yet.
Okay. But when England won some level, they did something very interesting, which we will talk about after this short break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to this soccer-themed, football-themed, however you call it, themed episode of Social Media News. So I kind of get this, but on the other hand, I kind of think this is a jerky move. When England won, I don't even remember which level, against Sweden, they won something, but I now know Britain's not in the whatever level we're at right now.
I think they're playing for third place right now against Belgium.
Right.
I think that's what I saw.
So England beat Sweden, and fans were very pumped up about this, so they went to an IKEA store in West London and, like, jumped around chanting and jumped on the bed, and I'm like, okay, on the one hand, I kind of want to give you props just for being sober enough to remember that IKEA is Swedish and going there, but on the other hand,
don't go and, yeah, it's a place of business.
Right. Well, when someone responded, you do realize that an IKEA in West London is probably not staffed by Swedish people. It's in West London. And I'm like, she has a good point. And from the video, it seems that a number of the staffers were of some Indian heritage. Mm. So it's just like, yeah, I mean, no, they're not Swedish. But IKEA's response, and again, I love it when, like, the people in charge of official Twitters are just like, we're going to go with this.
Yes.
IKEA's response was like, we are aware of a small group of fans celebrating the match result in one of our stores. Being both British and Swedish, we were on the edge of our seats during the game, and we would like to say gratis, I think. I don't speak Swedish. To the England team for getting through to the semifinals. In celebration, we've put one of the nation's favorite dishes, fish and chips, on offer for just £1.
Oh, nicely done.
Right? I'm like, way to turn that to your advantage and, you know, possibly get more people to come and spend money in your stores.
Yeah.
Of people doing stupid. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt that they were drunk.
Yeah.
Sports stuff, because yeah, that generally tends to be the case.
That just made me think fish and chips. But then, you know, IKEA is known for their Swedish meatballs, obviously. Right. And that just doesn't sound good as a combination. I think one or the other.
Meatballs or fish and chips?
Yeah. I don't know. It could be lovely. But for some reason, right now, at this point, exact moment in my life, I don't want to eat both.
But you got to imagine that the IKEA store in West London is probably good at fish and chips.
I would think so.
You hire the local people. They probably should be good at their own local food.
Yes.
But then, because again, World Cup going on right now, people who are not us are really into this. There was a thing, and I did kind of see this because it became a bit of a meme, where the Brazilian player Neymar was fouled by a Serbian player.
Okay.
But his response was a little over the top, evidently.
Okay.
So he was kind of rolling around on the ground screaming, people were like, that response is crazy. It first became just using sort of pics of him.
Except that happens.
Yeah.
Like, what I've seen of soccer, which isn't much, but what I have seen of soccer is that it is the most melodramatic. The players are like, you know, any tiny little thing, and they're like, oh, my, you know, they act like their leg fell off, and then they're up and running.
I feel that that happens in any sport where you do contact, because I know that happens in basketball
it's way more melodramatic.
Well, I won't say they fake, but they exaggerate, you know, when they're knocked to the ground so that the ref will call the foul for them.
With the exaggeration.
But so anyways, Neymar is evidently the most amazing. So people first started just using sort of pictures of his various different rolling, yelling face to respond to things, you know, where it's like, oh, this is ridiculous. Put the picture of Neymar. But then this was made now into a challenge.
Of course.
So the Neymar challenge is people rolling around on the ground, screaming really random moments, or just for no reason whatsoever. And I chuckled at a good number of these videos because it's just so ridiculous. So like one of the ones I saw, you see all these kids playing, they're not even playing soccer, I guess it must be like practice, they all have a ball and they're like, you know, sort of dribbling around with the ball, and then you hear out, you know, something Neymar, and it changes depending on the language, and the kids all the whole kids, like, and it was a, like, it must have been at least 40 of them, was they all fell to the ground started rolling around screaming. And I was just like, I don't know that that's what you should be teaching your, you know, young charges soccer coach, but I am laughing way too hard, much harder than I should be at this video for this.
Yeah, the Thai soccer coach taught his kids to meditate.
Right? Step up, people. But no, you see this, and it became a popular thing where it's like, you can't even do it by yourself. You keep seeing, and maybe it's just because it's a popular challenge, people do it like in groups.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw like crowds of people doing it. You saw actually several different sports TV, their whole, I want to say cast, but I'm not quite sure. The people who talk.
Yeah,
the ones you actually watch
cast
on TV.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about random sports thing, and then this is very popular in, I think, Spanish-speaking countries. So, and I'm probably going to butcher this, it's something like Faute Neymar? They yell, they'll be acting regular. And then it's like, Faute Neymar, and they're like, oh, and on the ground. And I'm just like, wow. This is just, wow. It's like the Spanish language version of Fox Sports did this.
Wow.
And I was just like, I mean, I get why, you know, really random people would do it.
Somebody at Wimbledon just did it.
I'm not surprised. And I feel bad for the people who don't know what this is, because it's, people have been doing it when they just like, they'll go up to someone who's not paying attention and sort of like pretend to trip on that person and then roll on the ground.
Jeez.
And so I'm like, if the person doesn't actually know what this is, they're like, what the heck is going on? And did I really hurt you?
Right.
It's just, oh, but I think it's like, again, I probably shouldn't be laughing as hard as I laugh at these videos, but
that's what they're there for.
Right. This is just what, again, this is what I love about Twitter, is really random, snarky, punny memes, challenges, what have you. Because again, it did look, you know, yeah, dude, you're going a little too far there, but let's take that and make it into something. I haven't seen if he has responded to it and what his response is. I'd be a little embarrassed if people took it to that point of, you were so over the top, we have to make this into a challenge. I'd be like, I'm just going to not come out of my house for a couple of days.
There are so many reasons I don't want to be famous, but one of the, you know, I don't want to be a meme ever.
Right. Unless it's like a good meme of the, like, you just, the one sort of the responses memes of, like, you know, if someone says something stupid and then they put your picture or whatever of, like, yeah, that was idiotic.
Right.
I love the ones that are sort of like the snarky response. I wouldn't mind if, like, I did something that ended up being used as, like, the snarky response gif.
I guess you don't even have to be famous, because the Ermagerd girl wasn't famous. They just found her picture. Aww.
Yeah. So
90s Christmas.
This is where, what our world has come to.
Memes.
And this is what soccer has come to. And again, I'm very happy about this, because I'm not actually watching soccer for soccer. So all the other stuff that's happening is much more interesting to me. So, yes, we are evidently still in the World Cup. So, Sarah and Google tell me. I have no idea who. More importantly, just hurry up and end so I can stop hearing about it at work, because they really like sports and they will talk about it nonstop. And on that really bright note, because this is not the sports podcast, so I don't have to be positive about sports. Thank you for listening to this soccer-themed episode of the Social Media News Podcast. We will see you later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.